We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are watching the devastation and helplessness in California as the wildfires continue to burn.
And joining us is CBS's Steve Futterman on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
This is just... I can't even describe the helpless feeling watching this going on and seeing, what was it, Paradise, an entire town basically wiped out?
Yeah, I mean, what an ironic name, obviously, Paradise. Anything but that the last few days. Basically, virtually the entire residential area destroyed, and the death toll astounding. It's up to now 29 in that fire, which matches the deadliest fire in California history. That goes back to 1933, and there are still several hundred people unaccounted for. Now, the officials hope that most of those people just have not been in touch with people, and that number will not even approach that. But this death toll is very likely to go up. They're going to bring out cadaver dogs. It's very hard to even identify these bodies right now.
Steve, are some of these people who were in their cars trying to escape and just didn't make it out?
Exactly. People in their cars, people running for safety. This fire, it's one of these new fires that just spreads so rapidly. It astounds even the veteran firefighters. We've seen that the last 2 years. This is a new type of fire, which is becoming a bit more normal. I mean, you'll never hear firefighters say this is what we expect, but they're prepared for these types of fires now, where the fire becomes, you know, the old term, a firestorm, but it moves so rapidly.
You know, California Governor Jerry Brown, very emotional and angry, and his anger aimed at naysayers of climate change. I heard him say that that contributes to what he believes is part of why these fires have become so out of control.
Yeah, and you know, you talk to the fire officials, obviously this whole issue of climate change has become a political issue, but if you take it out of the political spectrum, obviously things are changing. These are different than, these are veteran firefighters I'm talking about, guys who've been in the business 30, 40 years. They've never seen fires like this, not even one example. So something is changing, whether it's climate change, sort of a pendulum going in a different direction. Something is different. And Jerry Brown, like many people, say it's ridiculous to try to say anything else.
Well, the president certainly started part of this by tweeting, there is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California, except that forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forest. Remedy now or no more federal payments. That was his tweet. I think that was on Friday or early Saturday. What has been the reaction to that tweet in California?
Well, people are just on both sides of the political spectrum. They think it was a very, very inappropriate statement, especially when people are trying to survive. Their homes have been destroyed. Some people have died. They felt it was totally inappropriate. There are people who say, yes, you can examine the way you approach forest management. That is a legitimate concern. But to bring this up in the middle of all this and to threaten to hold back federal funds, people were bothered on both sides. Let me just put it that way.
So, again, Steve, there are two areas of these giant fire scenes.
Yeah. The Paradise one is in Northern California, near Butte County, it's called. The other ones are here in Southern California. The one you've been hearing most about probably is the Malibu fire. In that fire, and again, it is so small compared to the Paradise fire, but I'll give you the numbers anyway. Right now, 177 structures destroyed, but we know pretty much that number is going to go way up, maybe even as early as today. They just haven't had a chance to calculate how many homes, structures have been destroyed. Two deaths. So, I mean, it's very small compared to the Paradise fire, but it's still a just a very destructive blaze.
Jeff Glor anchored the CBS Evening News from Thousand Oaks on the evening after the shooting occurred, and made the comment that from where he was standing, he could see a fire that was burning. I mean, Thousand Oaks, if the shooting wasn't enough, they've also been affected by this, right?
Yeah, Thousand Oaks, Malibu, these are areas right near each other. Calabasas, Agoura Hills, if you know the area here. The canyons are basically inaccessible. Malibu Canyon, Canaan Doom Road, these are the main canyons here. They're completely closed off. They finally opened the 101 freeway late last night to traffic. Around a 3-4 mile stretch had been shut off, and that's one of the major corridors connecting north and south.
Can I ask a really dumb question? I mean, sitting here in Pittsburgh and watching this, I mean, we see a fire here. The firefighters go out. They put it out. I mean, what is the challenge that doesn't allow the firefighters who are so experienced with these things to put these things out?
Well, the winds move it in all different directions. You have to protect yourself. The embers fly through the air. You can have a spot fire here, then a spot fire, you know, 200 yards away, another spot fire 500 yards away. It just spreads so rapidly. Then it develops its own weather system, its own wind system. It becomes a monster, if you will. And sometimes the flames are just so overwhelming. No matter what resources you have, you just have to let it burn.
Well, we appreciate the update. Be safe, Steve. Thank you.
Take care.
And our thoughts and prayers with those folks in California.
Just terrific.
CBS's Steve Futterman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.